Build Strong Habits by Marcus Buckingham, author of Go Put Your Strengths to Work and CEO of the Marcus Buckingham Company. At some point in your career, either by accident, force of will, or by the grace of a good boss, you may find yourself in a position where you are playing to your strengths most of the time. It's the feeling of giving your best where you have the best to give, and of reaping the rewards of this excellence. More simply, it's the feeling of flourishing at work. When you're not working, you look forward to coming to work, and when you are working, you feel challenged in just the right way. Simultaneously in your zone and pushed a little beyond it. In control, but not entirely comfortable. And when you leave, you feel authentic, fulfilled, and valued. Sure, your work still has moments of frustration, drudgery, and disappointment. But the overarching feeling you have is that work is a wonderful place where you get to express how effective and powerful you can be. At these times, work can be wonderful because at work you can flourish. And then something changes. You get an annoying new boss. The company downsizes. You're offered a new promotion. You participate on a high-profile project team, or clients request more of you. This change fills your weeks with different activities. Some call upon your strengths, but many do not. You are carried along by these new activities. They take up more of your time, demand more of your attention, and after a while, you discover that you have veered far off your strengths path. To keep on your strengths path, you need to build the right habits so that you stay in control, always pushing toward activities that strengthen you, ever watchful for those that drag you down. You accelerate your professional progress when you build strong habits that enable you to play to your strengths more consistently in your work. Here are 5 things you can do to fight for this strong life of yours. After all, your career, professional life, success, and satisfaction.